This is Outside the Round with Matt Barile, a Rage Rowdy podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Outside the Round. Today, a very special guest. We've got a guy who I've been enjoying following on Instagram, on TikTok, who's been out to a few of our events, and we've been trying to set this up for a while. We finally got him here on a Friday morning, nonetheless. I thought it'd be an evening one, because I feel like he's recovering every morning from late nights at Chili's and Applebee's. We got our boy, Gage Briney, here. Gage, how you doing, brother?
I'm great now that I got this right here.
Hell yeah. Shout out to our friends from Surfside drinking the peach tea today. No bubbles, no troubles. Shout out to our friends from Surfside. How you been, brother?
I'm doing great. Haven't been better. I mean, things have been crazy, so... I'm doing great. I'm a little hungover this morning, but that's fine.
That sounds about right for your bit. That's how we know that it is authentic. What you see is what you get.
You know what? My liver hurts a little bit. It's because we're always wilding every night, going somewhere, getting invited to this party, that party. And I'm just like, whoo, okay. Yeah.
And right now we're in, I've been saying it at all of our events, that we're in the magical trinity of coming out of hibernation of dead season. Oh, now is from now until October, we are full go.
That's what I've been telling people. I'm like, I'm about to get so slammed for like 6 months straight. It's just about to be like, boom, 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 boom. This whole week has been so crazy. I'm like, can we breathe? For 5 seconds, please.
SEC basketball tournament at Bridgestone. The Spring Breakers of the up north, they don't go to the beach anymore. They come here.
They come here and flood our streets. Yeah.
Which is awesome. And then St. Patrick's Day on Monday.
Oh, God. I was just telling my best friend about that. I was like, you know, we're really going to have to go hard for St. Patty's Day because I'm Irish.
Yeah.
And because, like, it's what I do.
Yeah.
So I was like, so we got to go hard. Bring out the green tea shots. Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Yeah. And St. Patty's is a Monday this year.
I know. So
that means you get the whole weekend before.
The whole weekend. It starts today. And I'm just like mentally am preparing myself for the chaos that's about to ensue.
Hell so, yeah.
It'll be fine.
We love it, man. That's what it's all about. So backing up, you're from the great state of Arkansas. How long have you been here in Nashville?
I've been in Nashville for about 4 years now. Yeah. Love it so much.
What inspired the move of leaving your small town? And did you come directly from the small town or was there a spot in between where you lived?
Like I said, I'm originally from Arkansas, and then I moved, after I graduated high school, I moved to Tampa, Florida for a few years.
Oh, okay.
Met my best friend. We've been best friends for 10 years, and she had relocated here to Nashville right before COVID. And when COVID hit, she moved to Nashville, I moved back to Arkansas, because I was like, I don't know what the world's going to be like.
Yeah.
But as soon as COVID was over, I reconnected with her, and I was like, I'm coming to Nashville. Yeah. Get ready. Buckle up. Here I come.
Yeah. Now, Tampa's an interesting spot. It's fun. There's a lot to do down there. Obviously, Gasparilla. Like,
crazy.
You can get into partying down there. When did the social media personality or, like, the life of the party thing as a career become a thing?
So it's crazy because, I mean, I've always been this person.
Yeah. I figured,
all day long.
I figured.
All day long. And I always like dabbled in it, and I've always been like, I went to film school and I got a film degree, and I've always been like this personality. And then I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm gonna just post on TikTok and see what happens.
Yeah.
And it was probably a week of me being on TikTok. It was a year ago, April, that I started.
Wow.
Yeah, just a year ago. And I was like, I'm just gonna see what happens. And I had went to Cilantro's and I had gotten like 2 or 3 margarita pitchers and got absolutely trashed with my best friends. Trashed. And I woke up the next day and I made a video about it. Well, the video went insanely viral and I was like, okay, so there's something to this. Let me keep going.
Yeah.
And it's just turned into this crazy thing that I never thought. I mean, I did not think that one video was going to lead to this.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting personally victimized by liquor every single night. So I'm just like, I can't believe it. So, like I said, it started a year ago and it's been like full throttle ever since. I went from 900 followers to now almost 100,000 followers in a year. And it's just been like, crazy.
It's wild how it works. What do you think it is that's working?
I feel like for me, it's because people don't want to see bullshit anymore. Yeah. And I think I'm just real and authentic and I just tell them like it is. And it's not like this cookie cutter. Look at me. I'm so pretty. I'm so clean. It's just like, this is what it is.
It's raw. It's raw.
I woke up today. I'm human. I'm going through this or I'm going through that. I'm taking a shot. So back up. I think it's just the, it's being authentic. I think that's my like one thing. If I could tell any influencer who wants to do this, don't be fake, be authentic. Like, because people see right through it if you're not. So that's my take.
Yeah, one of the first videos that I saw of yours, it might have been a hungover recap of a night.
Oh, I'm sure.
That might have been one of those. And then the other one was when Chapel Roan was playing in Franklin. And you were like, I need to get a ticket. And this was early. This was like midway through last year.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing you and I was like, this guy is just dedicated. He is freaking out. He needs to see Chapel Roan tonight.
I was trying so hard because I'm obsessed with her. Yeah. I love her new song, The Giver, just came out. And I was blaring it in the car earlier.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. So yeah, I was definitely trying to get someone to be like, yeah, we would love to give you a ticket. Like, here's your ticket. No one did.
Yeah.
But it's fine because I will get to see her eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's funny that's the one you saw.
That's the one that popped up on my feed. And I was like, all right, I'm going to follow this guy and just see where it goes. And I think at that point you were maybe around like 20K, maybe 30 on Instagram. And now it's like you said, coming up to that 100 mark.
Yeah, which is just wild to me. I'm like, I look at my parents back home. They're like, this is crazy, but we're not surprised.
Yeah.
There's like, I'm from a town of 3,000 people. And my dad is like, everybody here's talking about you. They always knew you were going to be something because I never wanted the 9-to-5 thing.
Yeah.
I never wanted to be a farmer. Hell no, I couldn't be no farmer. And that's what they all are over there. And I mean, God bless them, let them do it. But that ain't for me. I don't want to do all that hard work. I cannot do that.
What's it like growing up with the personality that you have and the outgoingness in a small southern town? Because it's a different kind of thing. Like, your personality would be accepted different in like a Nashville, as you see, or a Tampa, or New York, a Chicago, and L.A. What's it like coming from small town Arkansas?
For a lot of people, that it could be hard for a lot of people. But I just truly did not give a shit what anyone thought of me. And that's why I think that's why I didn't ever, no one really ever bothered me that much, because they're like, he just don't. It doesn't matter what kind of stones we throw at him. He don't give a shit. He don't care.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to be myself. This is just who I am. If you don't like it, there's the door. And I've always been that way. And I think, so I never really had that many issues. I mean, of course, I got called names in school or whatever, but I was like, I don't care. You all are going to literally be stuck in this town working these 9-to-5 jobs, and I'm going to go hell or high water, make something of myself. So yeah. I did that. So I just didn't ever really care about that. So, and my parents, they always were like, Jesus Christ. I mean, I got in trouble every day. Every day. I was throwing huge parties. My parents would go out of town. I would throw these huge parties. They would see it all over Facebook. I would get in so much trouble. I almost burnt the yard down one time, and the fire was heading towards the gas tank.
Walk me through the burning of the yard, because that's pretty wild.
I was 17. I wanted to have a big bonfire. And there's probably 150 people at this bonfire in our neighborhood.
It's a good big percentage of the town.
Big percentage. They always knew if Gage Briney was having a party, it was going to be a big one. There was cars all the way wrapped down our whole entire street.
Yeah.
My parents, who knows where they were at? I think they were at I have triplet brothers.
Oh,
so I think I'm the oldest. So I think they were at like their basketball tournament or something. And I forgot to let the fire out. Like, I didn't put the fire out at the end of the night. So it's really dry. And wake up the next morning and the neighbors are calling my dad saying, your yard's on fire and the fire is heading towards the gas tank, like the gas line, like the whole town's about to explode. So my dad, like, he gets home and he's like outside with this water hose squirting, and he's mad as hell at me. He's like, what is wrong with you? Why can't you just like be normal? I'm like, well, sorry. I had a great time though. I said, and your grass is going to come back way greener. You ain't going to have to hire nobody for that. So you're welcome, actually.
You're welcome. I did you a favor.
Yeah, I did. That's my good deed. You're welcome.
This is my farming. This is my agricultural.
There you go. Welcome to Arkansas. So,
awesome. Where'd you go to college at?
The University of Central Arkansas in Conway, near Fayetteville.
My cousin actually went there.
Loved it.
She ran track there, I think.
Conway is Kaylee. Amazing. It's one of my favorite cities. I loved it there.
What about it makes it so special?
It's just like, it honestly reminds me a lot of Franklin, Tennessee. Like, it's just like clean. People are nice.
Classic Southern town.
Yes, yes. Like Hallmark movie. Like, I love it. They have this big music festival there called Toad Suck. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Toad Suck?
Toad Suck. That is something like that.
Arkansas is hell.
Oh, my God.
Toad Suck.
Yeah, you should hear the names of our towns. We got Possum Grape. We got Goober Town. I mean, yes. Arkansas, that's what's wrong with all of us who are from
What kind of music's that toad suck?
Country, bluegrass, maybe some that hillbilly elegy music. Like, you know, like the Rocky Top. I don't know.
So it's just a party where banjo, it's Deliverance. or it's a drinking.
Any
event.
Reason that they can get together to drink, they're gonna drink. Everybody in Arkansas, they're gonna have their Busch Lights, their Bud Lights ready to go.
Cigarette in this hand, cold can in this
hand.
They're
still smoking cigarettes over there. While the rest of us have moved up to vapes, they're still on the Marlboros.
Some people gotta stay analog, you know? Not everybody can get digital.
It's like 20 years. They're like 20 years behind everybody else over there. Yeah. It's so weird. Like, even when I go back to my hometown, I'm like, wow, this is crazy. And I haven't been back in a year because it just gets so busy. So I haven't been back. I really want to go back because there's a diner there that has the best food, and Ooh. Tennessee can't get it together like they do. So it's called Parkview, and it's amazing.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. What to you is so special about Nashville? Because right now, I've said it on here before that we're kind of having our Sunset Strip moment, like where people talk about L.A. in the 80s with like Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue and music, but also culture. And it feels like Nashville is a huge part in the world of course, music, but also culture.
I love Nashville. I tell people all the time, I'm like, I don't want to live in L.A. The only other place I would move to would be New York. But other than that, I mean, everything you could possibly want here in Nashville. You got the nightlife. You got the people are great.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because it's such a melting pot. It still feels like the South, and it still feels like people are nice. But it's just such a melting pot of people, and everyone's hustling.
Yeah.
So like, so it makes you want to grind even harder because everybody here is grinding so hard.
That's what I tell people back home, it's a hustler's paradise. Because I'm a New York guy originally, and it's like up there, it's you grind, you grind, you grind. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Yes.
That's the motto. And Nashville, if you bring that same energy, you can get a lot done in this city. There's so much opportunity.
Oh, that's what I tell people every day. I'm like, if you don't make it here, it's just because you must be lazy. I don't know, because there's so much opportunity, and you have to, I mean, obviously you have to work for it every single day, but I mean, I just don't think if you've really got what it takes, I just don't see how you could really fail here in Nashville, because it gives you the building blocks to be successful. So, I mean, I'm obsessed with Nashville. I love it. Obviously, I'm probably never leaving.
Amen.
They'll have to kick me out.
I feel the same way, dude. I feel the same way. Like, it's a place where I want to have roots and like where I want myself to be. Like,
yeah.
And I came from one of the biggest cities in the world.
Right.
And there's something about watching a city grow.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, this city, I have a picture on my wall of Nashville like 10 years ago, and the skyline is completely different now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, I left for 3 months because I was on tour, and I came back, and there was like 50 different restaurants open back there that had just opened. And I was like, what?
You're like, I got to get a drink at all of these.
I'm like, great. Great.
How many of you guys got a margarita? Where are the espresso martinis?
Oh my gosh. I love an espresso martini. Yeah. The best espresso martini in town is L.A. Jackson's.
L.A. Jackson.
Oh my God. I don't know what they put in that, but it makes the dog in me come out. Oh, yeah. It makes me crazy.
Oh yeah. You said you were on tour. What were you doing on tour?
I went and tour managed for Austin Mahone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, and a lot of people don't know that I do that kind of thing, but I work for a social media company called All She Wants Media that my best friend, she founded, and it's a great company, and they manage me, and so I work with other influencers and artists and build their social media brand and do PR for them and that kind of thing. So I was doing that before I popped off, and then I just kind of applied that to myself, the knowledge I learned from the media company
and
created this.
That's wild, man. And it's funny. I have another buddy. His name is his stage name or his internet name, if you will, is Harley Carmichael. Harley Carmichael.
Right.
He dresses like Ricky from Trailer Park Boys and does a bunch.
I love that.
But he comes from the media world where, again, if you have a creative idea and you understand the concepts and the best practices of marketing and social media, like yourself, it really does kind of give you that advantage because there's so many artists that don't quite get the social media thing and they need to be pushed.
Yeah.
But if you have that drive where you're like, I want to do this and here's how I'm going to do it and here's how many posts I'm going to put up and here's how I'm going to capture the content.
That's me. I post like 3 or 4 times a day.
You have to.
I mean, but I love doing it. Like, it's just so much fun. And it's just really a blast. And I think what really drives me too is these people who come up to me and people will run up to me and they will be in tears almost. And they're like, we just love you so much. You're so real. You're so authentic. You've got me through this. You've got me through these hard times and this and that. And that's what just like keeps fueling me to go. Because if I can just make one person smile and do that for them, make them feel that way, then I mean, I want to do this forever.
Amen, dude. Yeah. And especially like the world's chaotic. The world's been chaotic. Oh, so when you can give somebody a happy moment and you can take their oh shit the world's ending moment and make them feel like, oh, this is hilarious, like I'm smiling, mm-hmm. I'm forgetting about the bad shit, here's something silly and fun.
And that's all I want to do, is just make people laugh. So the fact that that is what's happening is just, it's great, it's great. And I didn't know that blacking out at Taco Bell or Chili's or Applebee's would be so funny, but it has been. And that's crazy to me too, is because these videos started off just, you know, being like very Nashville based, but now it's international. Like it's just blown up, and now these videos are getting millions of views instead of hundreds of thousands, and I'm just like, this is nuts. I'll just be sitting looking at my phone and I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening. I cannot believe that this is like real life at all, but it's nuts, and I'm just going to keep doing it.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. So where was your first spot in Nashville that you started frequenting?
Cilantro's.
Yeah,
I still frequent there.
A lover of Mexican food and margaritas.
Oh my God.
Cilantro's a great spot. That's one of the best.
Las Palmas, Cilantro's, Rose Pepper, El Fuego.
We've got so much Mexican food here, all at such a high level. Because I've learned every southern town, I don't know if it's just we're closer to the border and there's more Mexican people here or what exactly it is. But growing up, I did not think that the Southeast would have as much Mexican food. But Nashville, it's like we have high level food in every category.
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
The food options, we actually get into fights with my best friend on where we're going to go eat at, because I'm so overstimulated by places to go. I'm like, where do we go eat at?
Yeah, you're used to having a small town option where you have three or four spots.
Yes, and I'm not overstimulated. I'm like, that's where we're going tonight. But now I'm like, I don't know. Let's go to Chili's because I can't. Let's go over to Chili's.
Triple dipper. Let's go.
Oh my God. I mean, I love Chili's. Who doesn't love Chili's?
Yeah, that's what I grew up eating. It was like mom would take us to Kohl's, she'd shop, and then we'd go to Chili's. And they'd put a Chili's across the street from Kohl's, and that was just suburban America.
I grew up on Applebee's instead of Chili's. My dad is obsessed with Applebee's, and any time there was an Applebee's in any city, that's where we were stopping.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So Applebee's was where, like, maybe that's why I love Applebee's so much, because it's so, like, nostalgic to me to go there.
Yeah, we had, when I was in college, I helped run my college radio station, and we were very big on, like, getting sponsors, and we worked out a deal with the local Applebee's to where we would do events on campus, and we'd give out little, like, coupons or little, like, prizes where it's, like, free appetizer at Applebee's.
Oh, that's...
So as a broke college kid, I would rack those up and get that free appetizer at Applebee's. There was something special about doing karaoke at Applebee's. Mm. And there's just that late night.
They don't do that anymore.
This was a pre-COVID. COVID changed a lot of things. It took away our 24-hour Walmart. It took away our Applebee's karaoke.
Oh, I know.
It was different stuff. But you worked at Applebee's, right?
I did. You've done your research.
I've just watched the content.
Yeah, man. I just let people know that the other day. I actually bartended there for like 4 years. And I mean, listen, there are no rules. I don't care. Applebee's comes for me. I'm sorry. In Poplar Bluff, Missouri, we didn't care. I was pouring those drinks. I mean, I was like, these people are going to have a good time. So my bar stayed packed because it was a small town. So everyone just flocked there.
Applebee's was the watering hole.
The watering hole. And I got people tore up on them dollar drinks. I said, the more, the better. Let's go. More vodka, more vodka, more vodka. But it was a fun job. And I made good money doing that too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I miss bartending. I'm like, I wish somebody would like let me guest bartend somewhere.
I feel like you could get there.
I would love to.
I feel
to.
Like that's not out of the realm of possibilities for you right now, girl.
Yeah, I would love to because, I mean, there's something about it. It's so much fun bartending. I mean, I bartended all the way up until last year.
Where were you bartending in town?
Poncho and Lefty's.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, on 8th Avenue.
Yeah.
Sure was. And then it just started getting crazy, and then a lot of people started coming to the restaurant, and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore.
But I think part of the reason that you love the bartending so much is that, one, you love good nightlife, but at the same time, think about, like, the idea of, like, a bartender it's people, again, go there to forget about the bullshit and have good times, just like they're getting that those happy moments, the joy from watching your content. You're giving them the joy. There's something special. Like my girlfriend, we'll go out to dinner and we'll go to like nicer places. And she's always like, let's sit at the bar. And she knows I don't drink, but there's something special about having that relationship with the bartender.
It's like watching a show. Like for me, I was always like, I've got to go out here. I'm going to put on a show. And that's what I did. And I always made great money because I was always putting on a show.
Yeah.
So I kind of like dialed that bartender personality into my TikTok.
Which created, makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
And created Blackout Bestie. So
Blackout Bestie.
Yeah. So that's kind of, I kind of took that and here we are.
Yeah. Do you consider yourself more, what section of town would you consider like your hub? Because obviously the best content is down on Broadway.
Obviously.
But then Midtown, like I'm a Midtown guy because I'm working Midtown. In music, you know, like being at Duck Blind and Losers. We used to host at Live Oak, so we were big Demumbrian guys for a long time. But then 12 South has some great stuff to offer.
Yeah.
8th Avenue, Germantown, East, West Side, Bellevue. Like there's so many different, you go
pockets.
Down to Franklin, yeah.
There's so many pockets.
There's so many little hubs in this one city. So where would you say Gage is hanging out the most right now?
You can always catch me in Wedgwood, Houston, or 8th Avenue South.
Okay.
Because I live over there.
Yeah.
So, like, in Berry Hill. I love Berry Hill.
Very underrated spot.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love that we're not that busy over there yet. I mean, it's getting there.
Yet is the key word.
Yeah, yet. But I absolutely love it over there. I mean, I can go to my little neighborhood Walmart. I can go over to my little local TJ Maxx, go get my Mexican food at Cilantro's or Las Palmas. They're like right here.
Yeah.
And or Poncho and Lefty's. I mean, it's I love it over there. So that's where you're going to catch me the most.
Yeah.
In the Wedgwood, Houston, because I love like Flamingo and all of that over
there. Cool little spots. You don't just have bars with like the music going all the time.
Yeah.
It's you got to have the bars with the music. I mean, obviously that's what we do at Raised Rowdy. Like Duck Blind's been a huge blessing for us and we love everybody over there. But there's something special about going into a bar where you could just have a conversation and hang.
Yeah, or like Santa's Pub.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they still, it's a cash only bar.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's like, I mean, I love it. I love it over there. And the soccer game, it's starting to grow over there.
Yeah.
It really is. So, I mean, I hang out there a lot. And then if I'm not hanging out there, I'm at Barstool.
Okay.
You can always catch me at Barstool. God
yeah,
bless.
We did an event there back in the fall. We do our Butt Rock Nights.
Oh.
That's a big one. That's actually the biggest account that we have with Raised Rowdy. It's double the size of the official Raised Rowdy account. And our buddy Brian Fraser, we were going down to the Key West Songwriters Festival, which we're not going to this year. We're going to be in Stillwater, Oklahoma, hosting a festival. Which
that's
going to
be fun.
That's going to be fun. But I would recommend you would thrive. I don't know if you've been down to Key West.
We're talking about
you
it.
You would thrive.
We're talking about
Key
it
West
year.
Would love you. And you would love it. It'd be a love relationship. You might look at your wallet or your card balance at the end and be like, ah, fuck. But I feel like you do that anyway. It's all write off. But the Key West Songwriters Festival is like you take going. Out in Midtown and you put it at the beach where there's a bunch of bars in Key West and it's magical. It's a great event, but we were flying down there and we had our buddies Dean and Mikey and Brian, and we were all sitting at the hotel. We were on our layover in Atlanta and we were all sitting around the bar and we're like, why don't we do, because we were doing events back then, and it's like, why don't we do a night of 90s 2000s hard rock? Why don't we do a Butt Rock night of covering Creed and Nickelback and Limp Bizkit and Korn and Hinder and Three Doors Down and Crazy Town and all that stuff. And it turned into like memes of like Butt Rock stuff. So then we got hit up. I become good friends with the folks at The Core who manage Bailey Zimmerman, Josh Ross, Nate Smith, Brandon Wisham, and Nickelback. And they hit us up about doing an event for Nickelback's Live from Nashville record that came out in the fall from their Bridgestone show. So we did a Nickelback night at Barstool.
Oh, that had to be fun.
So we had like our buddies from Saxman Studio. So we had a bunch of studio musicians play like a 2-hour set. And then you have country artists covering Nickelback, Crossfade, Limp Bizkit, Creed songs. And Barstool was just the perfect market.
Oh, yeah.
That was my one only time that I've been in that bar.
Are you serious?
I don't go, dude, I've got the serious girlfriend now. I'm sober. I worked on Broadway for a year. So for me, I get the PTSD of being down
I get
there.
It.
And I'm out in Midtown at least 10 nights a month hosting. So it's like, it wears you out. But the vibe in there is unmatched.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's crazy. I mean, there's not a time that I don't walk in and walk out a different person. Like, I whenever I walk in the bar stool, I will be as sober as can be, walk out sloshed. Sloppy, just like, I mean, I don't know what they do to their drinks there, but they get, and the vibe in there is just fun too. Like, it's just a party.
Yeah,
it's just a party, and I thrive off that.
Whether it's a band or it's a DJ.
Oh, I'm.
What vibe do you prefer? Because you're a DJ
I'm
guy.
I'm trying to go in there and shake everything I got.
You're a club guy.
Oh, yeah,
club
I'm guy. Gonna. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You can catch me in the section getting loose, standing up on the booths, dropping it low, knees buckling. The first time I ever went into Barstool, though. I sprained my ankle pretty bad.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, we were having brunch at.
Oh, it was during the day.
Oh, yeah, during the day.
It was a day drink.
Oh, yeah. We were at Stateside. Oh, yeah, that's what it was. We were at Stateside having a lot of champagne. And we go there, and I've got my boots on. And we go in, and a local singer, Shayna G, was singing.
Oh, we love Shayna. Oh, that's my girl.
Amazing.
Love Shayna G.
So amazing. She's on stage, and it's the first time I'd ever heard her. And she was singing Man, I Feel Like a Woman. And I was just like, oh, my God. God,
you're like,
this is
she
great.
Gets it.
Yeah, and I kicked my leg up as high as it could go, and I kind of like fell in my ankle, and I landed on it wrong, and it goes, and my friends were like, Gage, you got to go home. I said, no, we're going to keep going.
Shane is just getting started.
Oh, yeah. I was like, we got to stay. She sounds like Miley Cyrus and Tanya Tucker, and she sounds like a whole blend of all of it. I got to be here. And then they escorted me out, and I had to leave. But, yeah, that was my first impression of Barstool, which I made a video about that went really viral and kind of caught their attention. So it kind of started with Barstool and Cilantro's for me, but I love Barstool.
Yeah, it's a special spot. How often are you going out down there? Like, what's the frequency of, because it gets expensive and it gets taxing on the body to go down there as much as you do.
Taxing on the body.
Yeah.
Probably once a week.
Okay.
Probably once a week. I mean, it's part of it. So I try to go, down there. Sometimes twice a week, but I'm out there. I'm out in those streets pretty bad. So, and then I go to Midtown a lot too. I mean, my best friends, they love Tin Roof. So you can catch me at
Tin
Roof.
And it's funny, Tin Roof was like the bar stool before bar stool. We used to joke around the Tin Roof. Me and Nick used to joke around that Tin Roof was the meat market.
Oh.
Like, if you were looking for somebody, you'd go to Tin Roof.
That tracks.
And it's like the young college kid, the tourist, the bachelorette.
It's kind of
like,
not anymore, though.
Yeah, well, that's, you got Barstool and you got Wallins.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
I never go there either.
That's the thing, too. I've never stepped foot in Wallins. Like, it's nothing against it. But again, I did my time down there where I was a Broadway boy. And it's like there's so many bars that open up. It's tough. There's only so many people to go around. We'll see how busy season does. But like, going back to when I moved here 2018. So
okay.
It was like Whiskey Row had just opened up, like Aldean's, Kid Rock's, and Luke Bryan's hadn't even opened up yet.
Wow.
So it was different. And obviously, FGL House, it was Whiskey Row, it was FGL House, and back when Miranda's used to be called Crazy Town.
Oh.
And Crazy Town was the first bar to do the DJ concept.
Okay.
So Crazy Town Rooftop was bumping.
Oh, I bet.
And then Whiskey Row came along, and we had the club level on the second floor, club level on the rooftop, mm-hmm. and they did a great job bringing the Arizona, the Scottsdale party vibe to Nashville.
Okay.
And then FGL House had the DJ, but now it's like the DJ club part of it. It's like if you want a honky tonk, first floor.
Yeah.
If you want a DJ and you want to throw some ass, you go up to the rooftop.
That's always where I'm going.
So you're getting your steps in when you're out there.
Oh, yeah. I should be thin by now. Jeez, I don't know what the deal is.
It's all the damn chilies and Applebee's, bro.
Oh, my God.
That's cilantro. It's that Mexican rice.
Yeah, and I'm never going to stop.
No.
I'm never going to stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
Nope. I do love the concept of the honky-tonk, and then you've got the DJ.
Well, it seems to be both sides of you.
Yeah.
Like, you love your country music.
I love country music.
But you love your DJ stuff, too. And it's like, right now is such a fun time for you to be doing what you're doing because there's the blend of all of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of like, I never thought, speaking of country music, I never thought I'd ever in my life do a country song, which I did because my Taco Bell, I made a video about the Taco Bell Cantina, and it went like 5-6 million views. Like, Khloe Kardashian is commenting on this thing. And I'm like, what the hell? And then everybody's in the comments like, you got to make a country song about this. So I made Baja Blasted, and people are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't believe that I made a country song, and this is where we're at with it. We're at. It started with Cilantro's Me Blacking Out, and now it's turned into country music, and I've got my hand in all sorts of different things, and I'm like, this is just nuts.
Yeah.
I can't keep up.
How do you keep up with all the notifications and all the comments? And
she's sitting right over there.
Yeah. Because it's a lot. Like, I see it in our Rage Rowdy account. We've been lucky to have some real traction here lately and have some stuff where our following count has gone up. But staying on top of all of that and keeping that interaction with the following,
it's hard because, like, I try to comment. I want to comment back to every single person who comments. But there's some videos where there's 10,000 comments.
Yeah, it used to be you could do that in your initial videos.
Yeah, whenever I first started, I replied to every single comment. I would have to spend 3 or 4 days just answering messages and comments. And my DMs are insane, too.
Oh, I bet.
Bachelorette parties, people. We want to hang out with you. Where are you going to be tonight? Where are you at? And meanwhile, I'm just like sitting in bed watching Sex in the City, drinking a glass of wine. I'm like, I'm not going to be anywhere tonight. I cannot go anywhere. I mean, you know, it's bad enough when your friends ask you every night to go get a drink. But when you have the United States of America all asking you to go have a drink, it's a little much. It's like, oh, wow.
What have been some of the wildest DMs?
Oh, my gosh. I have to think about that for a minute. I mean,
because there's different levels of wild.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I know I could come up. I could tell you some if I went back and just like looked. But I mean, it basically, it's just asking to come out every single night. I know there's been wild ones because I know I've showed my best friend and been like, have you seen this message? This is crazy. But off the top of my head, I just cannot remember what they've been. But
yeah,
it's all women. And it ranges from 20s to 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And they want to party.
Yeah.
They're like, we want to get loose. I think actually the craziest DM I've gotten is recently someone reached out to me and they said, we would love for you to come to this town in Tennessee. It's this small, I mean, I looked it up on the map. It's this small town. They're like, and we want you to come in and vibe with the bar guest, and we'll pay you to vibe with the bar guest, and we have a trailer you can stay in out back. So that way you don't have to drive back and you can just sleep in our trailer.
Yeah, because they know you're going to be drinking.
And I was like, what in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? I am not about to. First of all, I might be country, but I ain't staying in no trailer. I'm not staying in the camper. Now, if it's a double wide, we might talk, but I don't know what's going to be in that trailer.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is creepy. I don't know if I can do that. So
yeah.
I think that might be the craziest. And if the guy who asked me to do that is watching this, I'm sorry. I just can't.
Yeah.
I just can't do that.
What about like celebrities or people? You talk about the Khloe Kardashian thing, like where you're like, oh shit, did you see this? Like,
I was in the middle of a podcast and I got the notification and I about lost my mind because I love the Kardashians. So when she commented on it, she goes, can I come with you next time? I said, hell yes, you can come with me to Taco Bell, girlfriend. What are you talking about? Yes, you can. And then Paris Hilton commented on it and Snooki. And I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, here's my number. Let your agents know I'm available. Let's go. Like, what? And so that was wild to me. I mean, anytime I see like these celebrities that I've loved my whole life or comment on my stuff, I'm like, it's just like, I love it.
Yeah, it's like, how? How did it get here?
Yeah, how did you see this? How did you see this? But that's just how the internet works. It's crazy. Now I've gotten the chance to meet a couple famous people and work with some people. So I'm just like, this is my life now. Let's act cool. I got invited to an event last night that 818 Tequila was having at Blueprint.
Oh, with Kendall, yeah.
And Kendall was there. And I was like, I just wanted to go up to her and say, your sister commented and she wanted to go to Taco Bell. So if you want to go to Taco Bell after this, let's go, girlfriend.
You can take her invitation.
Let's go. Come on. Let's go. But I'm just like, this is crazy. Like, this is crazy. My whole life, ever since I was a little boy, though, I wanted to be famous. Like, I was strutting around the house. I had my grandma would secretly like get me these costumes and like these dresses, and because I was always like flamboyant, like,
yeah,
back then. And she got me a ruby red slippers like Dorothy from Wizard of Oz has, and I would just prance around in the house just writing little skits. And she would get the camcorder out and video me, and my grandpa would be videoing me, and I would just put together these like SNL skits
yeah.
when I was little. So it's just crazy to just. that's something I've always wanted to do, is be in entertainment. And now every day gets better and better, and I'm kind of in it.
And to have the support of your family for letting you be you.
Always.
That doesn't always happen. There's so many guys and girls that struggle with that growing up. So to have the family that you have that is embracing you being you.
Oh yeah.
That's something to really be thankful for.
I mean, I couldn't be more blessed for that, because they supported it from the ground up. My nana, my mama, they always taught me to be myself no matter what. And the reason I am the way I am is because of my two grandmas. They just personalities out of this world. One of them's name was Loretta. She was a hairdresser, and the other one was Crystal. She didn't have a job. She just liked to sit out and smoke cigarettes and take care of us. And so, I mean, I had these two southern ass grandmas that were just powerhouses. And then their two personalities just merged into me. And so then here I am. But they supported me from the day one. And they were just like, always be yourself. Go after whatever you want in your life and just do it.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And here we are.
That's awesome, brother. So I got to ask you, the Chili's Applebee's debate.
Yeah.
You love them both. I do. They're different vibes at both.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is there one that stands out as being better, or do you think they can both coexist because they have for forever?
They both have microwave food, so it doesn't matter either way. So, Applebee's needs to get more love, because it's just, I love Applebee's. I tell people that all the time, and I do love Chili's, but Chili's is like the more glamorous older sister of Applebee's, I feel like it's a step up. But I want that down and dirty southern Applebee's. Like, give me the Applebee's. It's like the local watering hole. So I would like to see Applebee's get its moment.
Yeah. What do you think about O'Charley's?
Okay,
because that's in that realm as well. And you guys only have that in the South. Okay, we didn't have O'Charley's growing up.
It's funny that you
up.
Say this. Because we passed an O'Charley's, and I've never been to O'Charley's.
Really?
Never. But we're going to have it for lunch today.
Perfect.
I told her. I was like, I need to go there.
O'Charley's reminds me of, like, we had TGI Fridays.
Where is the TGI Fridays at?
It's a northern thing.
Well, we used to have them here.
You might have. They would be like a fixture in like the malls back home.
Well, I would love to just get absolutely annihilated there.
O'Charley's very similar to TGI Fridays.
Really?
It's like TGI Fridays is Southern cousin.
Oh, because I love...
They're very, very similar chain vibe. Mm. You're going to enjoy O'Charley's. I'm excited to see the video about that.
I'd slap someone's grandma for a TGI Fridays, though, right now.
Yeah, because we
Long Island teas.
Yes. Now, your drinks of choice, I guess, like everything, it depends on the vibe. It depends on who we're out with. It depends on what time of day and even what day.
Yes.
But what are the go-tos? Like, if we looked at, like, your bar tab, what's being ordered?
Espresso martinis.
Okay, you'll start out with that.
Oh, in a second.
My girlfriend loves them, but they're like an end of the dinner. Like, no. I'm getting a regular espresso or like.
No, I'm
gonna
have about three. I'll have about three.
That'll kickstart you.
Oh, and then after I have about three of those, then I'm gonna move over to vodka cranberry.
Okay.
And then if I'm feeling a little spicy or a little crazy, I'll get a Cosmo.
Okay.
And then I might even switch it up in the middle of all that bullshit, and then I might get a Jaeger bomb or Fireball shot. And then I'll move over to something like a double vodka cranberry. I'll move over to that.
You'll just double down.
Oh, yeah.
Put all the chips in.
Why not? And then, if I'm... And that's when it gets chaotic. But that's who I am. So, I like to keep myself on my toes. The espresso gets me going.
Yeah.
And then, God forbid, I have a wine night. Because if I have a wine night...
Oh, wino. Wino drunk is another thing. That's something I'm glad I never got into when I was drinking. I've heard those hangovers are nuts.
Well, I'm almost 30, so any hangover is nuts at this point. But but the wine, I get crazy on wine. That's when I need to not.
Brings out emotion.
Oh, my gosh. I will be sitting there bawling over just nothing. Just making up scenarios in my head. Making something up to cry over. So need to slow down on the wine. And then whenever I have margaritas, that's when you better be ready to turn up. If I'm having a margarita... Watch out. because we're getting lit.
So Marg could be like, you'll go to like a cilantro or a cantina, get the night started, margarita will kick it off, and then you go to the bar and really start putting the hours in.
And we're not ever, if you're going out with me, we're never having one drink. Don't even insult me like that. Don't even insult me with that one drink bullshit, because I'm not drinking to tickle my throat. I'm drinking to feel something. So shots, let's go. I'm not a casual drinker. I'm all or nothing.
No,
if I have one sip, this right here, starting my day at 11 a.m. with this right here, oh, everyone's in trouble.
We're pre-gaming for O'Charlie's.
Everyone's in trouble.
Yeah.
Nashville,
Out. Well, you got a driver, you got a handler over there,
yes,
so you're good.
Thank God. I always have that. Always have that. Because, yeah, I never know when I'm going to have a drink. And we have a big, we're actually going to Russell Dickerson's show tonight. Pinnacle.
Have you seen him before?
No.
So his show is, you're going to love it. He to me is one of the forefathers of the pop and the country crossover.
Okay.
And I saw him for the first time in 16.
Oh,
maybe
wow.
17 in Hoboken, New Jersey. And it was at this little, it's like a shotgun bar with a small room in the back that maybe held 200 people comfortably.
Oh, wow.
We'd put 300 back there. It was called Maxwell's Tavern. And Russell played in there, and room was packed. Back then, I don't know if he does it any. I'm sure he doesn't do it anymore, playing the bigger venues. And as his career's grown, he used to get off the stage and would dance, like create a dance circle in the pit, in the crowd, and everybody would be dancing. The dude's got moves.
Really?
The dude's got moves. He'll slow it down with songs like Yours, and he has like his love ballads, but he has like an upbeat, like you're going to be moving at a Russell Dickerson show. Not moshing, but dancing. It's good vibes all the way through. You're going to have a ball at that show.
It's at Pinnacle too.
Yeah, that's a big room. That's a big room. You're gonna have a blast. Russell puts up, and it's like he doesn't do as well touring in like the Deep South, but New York, LA, Chicago, Scottsdale, Phoenix, Austin, Dallas, big cities, because it's that blend of that.
Yeah.
It's a party.
It's a party.
You're blacking. I know you're, it's a Friday night, you're blacking out,
well,
but you're going to have fun.
Who's to say?
No, you guys will get some immaculate content, and I think you're going to become a huge Russell Dickerson fan after the show.
Yeah. I'm excited because they also invited us to the pre-party.
Oh, you're going
to
have a ball.
Open bar.
Oh God. They don't know what they've done.
Oh,
they don't know what they've done.
So she gets scared whenever they suggest open bars because she knows what she's in for whenever I...
But it's also, they have to know who you are and this character that is online, which is really you. So they know if they're opening you to an open bar thing, what's going to happen.
Can I tell you what happened to me last time I had an open bar situation at a concert?
Yeah, what happened? Who was it? What was the show?
Ringo Starr.
Oh, wow. Where was the show?
It was in Tampa.
Okay.
And my best friend was opening up for Ringo Starr, and they had an open bar. They had a fountain of Fireball. Now, if you didn't want
What is a Fireball fountain doing at a Ringo Starr pre-party?
What are you doing?
What is a Fireball fountain doing? One anywhere.
It was a Legends party, so like Africa, or is it Toto?
Yeah, Toto was there.
Yeah, and like, yeah, bunch of them. And so,
the most random thing ever.
Yeah, you know what? It is. It was what it was. It was at Ruth Eckert Hall. So, classy place. Yeah. Well, I don't.
You're
Well, I'm not classy. But first of all, what are you doing putting a Fireball fountain in the middle of this thing? That's wrong. You were asking for people to get trashed. So, as I do, I'm literally 21. Freshly 21, I get obliterated, and I almost knock over this ice sculpture. I almost knock over this fishbowl. I'm like wilding out. I got kicked out of that.
They're trying to be classy with the ice sculpture, but they're putting a damn Fireball fountain in a fishbowl.
I think I'm still banned from that venue.
That's so crazy.
Which is bringing me flashbacks. Tonight I got invited to a concert hall. They have an open bar.
Yeah, but you've aged.
Well,
you've aged.
I've aged, now, but have I matured? I'm not sure.
I think your tolerance has matured. I think that.
I'd hope so.
Oh, it has.
Well, I'm not.
It has to have.
I'm not taking no Fireball fountain shots.
I don't think there'll be a Fireball fountain.
I hope
that's
not.
Very Florida man.
Yeah. I was like, you people are insane. Like, and everyone was lit there. I wasn't the only one lit, but I guess since I almost knocked over a fishbowl and, well, it was like mermaid theme. They had like these big, like pillars with these fish in these bowls, and I'm like, who does that? People are drunk.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
So
like, that's expensive.
Oh, they were showing off.
They were showing
Ringo
off.
Starr pre-party.
Yeah. So I can say I got kicked out of a Beatles concert.
Yeah.
Basically. Leave it to me.
Just epic. How many shows do you go to? Are you a big concert guy? You love live music?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Especially since she does live music so much. I mean, I love going to shows. And I've always been a part of that scene, actually, in Tampa. Her dad owned a music venue called the Blue Note. So we.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Nice. Hell
so,
yeah.
So we like would put on these shows and we would capture video, audio, and we would kind of run it like this content creation studio.
Nice.
And so we were booking shows and doing all that. So that music, it's always been a big part of my life.
Yeah.
So I love going to any show I can get. And a lot of my friends are in the industry too. So I'm always going to a show. Yeah,
it's like you get to be in the industry while also being industry adjacent and doing your own thing.
Yes.
Which is a beautiful place to be.
Yes. Yes. I'm surrounded by incredible, beautiful artists who are all hustling, and I don't think I could ask for anything else. I think I'm in a pretty good spot. Pretty happy to be where I'm at.
It's wild, dude. What have been some of your favorite shows, like ticketed shows? Like whether you're young growing up with your meemaws in Arkansas or being here now, like... Like, who have been some of your favorite concerts that you've been to?
Hannah Montana. Miley Cyrus. The Best of Both Worlds tour. That's probably my highlight. Taylor Swift, the Eras tour. Sabrina Carpenter. Please, please, please love her.
Yeah, Sabrina's just it's unbelievable. She's coming back.
Oh, she's coming back, and I'm going back too.
Imagine that pre-party.
Oh, don't stick me backstage with Sabrina. No. Mm-mm. Me and her together would be a nightmare because I know she knows how to have fun and I do too. But I mean, and then one of my best friends, Tyra Madison, she's a pretty big singer here and she's just incredible. And I love going to any of her shows and then Bella's shows. I love being around all the music. So anytime I can get out to a show or around, I love to go, which I need to come to y'all's round.
Dude, we do every Sunday. Nikki T hosts those. I usually take that night off because my girlfriend's got a little 6-year-old daughter. So I want to get that time with them because I'm out.
I'm,
like the last two nights I've had late Red Door nights consecutively for the first time in a while. I used to live there, man. And it's funny because I don't even drink. But I used to live there just because you got to be in the scene, you know, with what we do with the music stuff. But yeah, we do the full band stuff every Wednesday.
Wow.
And then we do, I host the acoustic nights every other Tuesday. And then we'll do like pop-up events and we'll be hosting the outdoor stage in Losers parking lot this summer, which will be fun. So those are, I don't know if you've been to any of those.
I don't think so.
The outdoor loser stage is fun because that parking lot looks small, but then when they put the stage in there, you can fit a couple thousand people in there.
Wow.
It's wild.
You know what? I think actually we did go there one time.
Whiskey Jam used to do their thing over there.
Yeah,
like,
I think we did. I think we went one time last summer.
Yeah, CMA Fest, they do it.
Yes.
Like the kickoff of CMA Fest, they'll do a couple nights back to back. They partner with WME. So they've asked me to host all of those. So I'll be the MC of all the losers parking lot parties.
That'll be so fun.
Which will be fun. We got to do the birthday party with Riley Green last year, and Riley's become
That's the one we went to.
Yep. Yeah.
I think that's the one we went to.
Yeah, Losers Birthday Bash / the Riley grand opening outdoor show.
Yes.
And it was Riley and Uncle Cracker hopped up, which was awesome.
Yes,
and Ella
yes.
and it was a great night.
Oh God, I'm ready for CMA Fest. Sign me up, that's when I thrive.
Yeah, how do you kind of schedule where you're gonna go when it's like big events? Like, because right now, with it being SEC tournament and spring break and all of that, Broadway is bumping, but like you talk about like Barstool and Taco Bell Cantina, and like you have your hubs that you go to,
mm-hmm.
but how do you two like navigate where you're gonna go to film content? Like, what's the process? Or you're just like, I know the vibe's going to be great here.
Well, I know
here.
The vibes are going to be great. And I also, a lot of these places, they will reach out to me.
Okay, so you're getting hit up for, like, appearances and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. And so that happens a lot. Now, during CMA Fest, last year was my first CMA Fest. So
it's a lot, dude. It's a lot. I mean, it's daunting.
At that point, I only had, like, 6,000 to 8,000 followers.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was getting hit up by this person. Come here. And it was crazy. So this year, I've actually been pretty anxious about it because now... Since I've got
everything scaled up,
so much bigger. I'm like, how am I going to navigate this year? I'm like, she's got some work to do, because I don't know how we're gonna navigate this year. I know I was all over the place last year, and this year I would like to be more dialed in, and it'd be kind of like, okay, I know I'm gonna go here this day. This is my schedule. Last year it was just balls to the wall.
Well, you were also figuring it out.
Yes.
And it was trial by fire.
Yeah. This year I kind of like know how to handle CMA Fest a little bit better. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, it's CMA Fest is wild. This year will be one of our festivals that we host is up in Clinton, Iowa, Tailgate and Tall Boys. So I'll be here Monday, Tuesday of CMA week doing the losers stage. And then that Wednesday, my business partner Nick will host that, because I'll be driving my truck with the U-Haul trailer with all the merch in it, driving up to Clinton, Iowa.
That'll be fun, though.
And Iowa's fun, man. It's fun getting to go, like, you talked about Poplar Bluff, Missouri. So yeah. Where you're at in Arkansas is, like, kind of on the border, I'm guessing.
Yep. Yeah, they're like 20 minutes apart.
Yeah, because Missouri, talk about like the college markets out there. Like Mizzou is wild. Like you can have wild times and weird towns that get hit by tornadoes every year, like fucking Joplin. Like
yeah.
There's like you go to like Mountain Home, Arkansas. I've never seen more face tattoos there. Like
really? You've been to Mountain Home, Arkansas?
I have. We did a show there when I was on the road with Trey Lewis at a place called The Oasis, and it was wild.
Yeah, that's
wild. Yeah, we went to the Oasis Club.
Did you get to go to the lake? There,
we
Mountain Home, the North.
No, it's incredible fishing, and then the trout fishing there. It's like one of the trout fishing capitals of the world. Yeah, it's one of the spots. But yeah, the folks in Mountain Home were wild. I remember because the Trey tour got wild. I mean, we were touring Dick Down in Dallas, so shit got crazy, and that was a different chapter in my life. But it was like just chaos, you know.
Yeah,
but you go to Mountain Home, Arkansas. You go to Columbia, Missouri. You go to Joplin,
yes.
Missouri. You go to places just outside of Kansas City, like Overland Park in Kansas. You go to Little Rock. You party in Fayetteville. You go to Fort Smith. Like you go to all these towns and you see all these different things. It's wild. Do you see yourself going, taking your thing on tour and going to these different markets?
100,000%. Yes, soon.
Because that's where I see it going. I see it going, like, I see you, obviously, Nashville being a huge spring break destination, and you save by not having to book travel or accommodations.
Right.
Or usually they'll give that to you at the point you're at right now, which is great. But it's like, I could see you going down to Boca Raton or going down to Pensacola or Panama City and doing these things, like getting to be a part of these spring break things.
I am... live for the day that we get to do that. I would love to take my, because I mean, I want to be like a comedian. I want to be an actor. Like that's what I actually want to do with my life.
Yeah.
And I would love to take my whole bit on tour.
Yeah.
And do these shows in these college towns. I mean, I would love nothing more than to put together a show and do that. And that's a crazy thing too, is in my, you know, my DMs, my comments, everyone's like, come here, come to this city, come to that city. So I would be very interested to do like a trial run 10.
You could do 10. Like a college tour.
Yeah.
Do a college tour, get partner with a, you could even partner with a sorority.
I would love that.
And the sororities, you read the national chapter, and then they send you to Auburn, they send you to Tuscaloosa, they send you to Knoxville or Lexington, because you could do it like a 4-hour radius tour. It's not that bad.
Oh, no,
and then you go to those things, or if you wanted to go like West Coast, or you wanted to go back to your stomping ground, how fun would it be to go to Conway and do your bit in the place where you spent 4 years?
That's where I did my bit.
How cool would that be to go back though?
Oh, I would love it. I would love it. That's where I want to head in that direction.
Yeah.
Is I want to start doing shows. I would love to. I have this whole idea in my head.
Yeah.
Of what I would like to do, and I would definitely like to take this on the road.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to ask you too. Is like, what are the plans for this thing that you didn't think would ever get to this point? Because it evolves day by day.
Every day, I am just figuring out ways to monetize it. I'm figuring out ways to. I don't know what to do with this.
Do we have merch yet?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
It's just...
You have any questions, let us know, because that's part of the world that we live in.
Yeah.
So we know we were down to talk with you guys and help. And help steer you in that direction if you needed it.
Oh yeah,
you
know? Definitely needed.
It's a lot, man. But that's a way where if you're looking to monetize like a brand of yourself, like that's a way. Like you get a bunch of views, that could turn into hats and t-shirts, and koozies, and different things.
I want like shirts that say, "Have you ever been personally victimized?" I want blackout besties. I want like
the blackout besties thing. That's a great.
That's my podcast.
Yeah, I was gonna ask what you were doing with that. So tell me about the podcast too. And do we have any episodes out yet?
I have one episode out. It just got sponsored. Two episodes just got sponsored by Hugs, which is a hangover cap and the Huggables. So they picked it up for a 2-episode trial run. So we're going to film those 2 episodes hopefully this month. It's kind of new. It just started out. And it's just I'm going to bring on my friends and just kind of see what happens with it. Because I've always, I love to talk. I could sit here and talk to you for probably 10 hours straight.
No, you're the perfect guest for that reason.
So I was like, what can I do? I should do a podcast. So that's kind of where I'm leaning in. I want to do merch. I want to do the podcast. I want to just do all these things. It's just hard because I'm one person.
Yeah. Well, you do have a team around you, which helps.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big help and that's a big blessing.
Yeah, I could not do this without. If she wasn't here, there would be no this.
Yeah. Yeah, so, dude. That's what's hard, man. That's like Nick and I. It's two of us doing Raised Rowdy.
It has to be.
It's a lot.
It has to be. It's a lot. Yeah, but you should come on my podcast.
Dude, I'd be down.
It's just a hellacious good time. I feel like my first guest was Austin Mahone, and
nice.
I'm looking just to add to the mix.
Yeah, grow the family.
Yeah, grow the family every day. It's one big show of a family.
But. What piece of advice would you give to that kid that was living in Conway or living in Tampa before he moved here? Because I'm sure you talk about all the happiness of this roller coaster, but I'm sure there's some hard times too.
Oh.
What would you tell that kid that's down in the dumps, being like, "What am I gonna do with my life?" Like,
I still live in that zone. This is not easy. This. And I want to be very clear on that. This is not easy. And if you think it's going to be easy, you got another thought coming. You're going to get knocked down every day.
Yeah.
I mean, people think these influencer stuff makes so much money. No.
No.
If you're not Brand Flakes or you're not Alex Earl, the check ain't cutting. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard. But what I would just say is get up. Post every single day. Do not give up. No matter what, no matter how bad you feel, don't give up.
Yeah.
Keep doing your thing. Be honest. Be true to yourself, and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Because if you can just be yourself every single day, don't play it up. Don't be phony. Don't be fake. Be yourself every day. Show up and show out every single day, and you'll be fine. And
amen.
That's my advice.
Amen, dude. I'm glad you're liking that peach tea right there, too.
It's almost gone.
Yeah, we're sending you home with a 4-pack, and we got some other roadies. If you ain't driving, luckily we are in Tennessee, so you can take one on the road and ride the Old Charlie's. Where can people go to find you if they're not following you already?
Instagram @GageBronny, TikTok @GageBronny, YouTube @GageBronny.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, thank you so much for coming on here and hanging, man. And look forward to getting into some degenerate activities with you.
Yes.
In the days, weeks, months, years to come, man. It's exciting watching this rocket ship go. And keep doing what you're doing, man. You're making a lot of people smile, including myself. So
thank you.
We
so
appreciate
much.
All that you do and the grind, and excited to see what this year has in store.
Thank you. I'm awesome, so excited. Man. That's so nice.
And welcome to the Raised Rowdy family, brother.
I love it.
You bring out plenty of rowdy. Real quick, what's like a rowdy moment that stands out? I know you've got a ton of them, but is there one that you'd like to share?
Oh my goodness. Was the Ringo Starr thing not enough?
That's one, but I'm sure there's another one you got.
I mean, one time I got so obliterated at Barstool, I passed out in the booth.
Oh,
so that was you went to sleep.
You took a nap.
Yes.
Nap and rally.
Yeah. So, I mean, that happens. That's pretty rowdy. I mean, I was dancing hardcore, and I guess I danced all the energy out and out.
And
out he goes.
And go to karaoke song. Because I'm sure you got a few of those.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah, Shania.
Come on. Yes, please. Or Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Hell yeah, get everybody's hands going to that one.
Yes, yes. I want to start the party every day.
Hell yeah.
I wake up starting it.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, I appreciate you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
And let me know when you want me to come on to, was it Blackout Bestie?
Blackout Bestie.
Blackout Bestie. I'll be your one sober guest.
That's perfect. We need it.
Yeah, I'd be down for that, dude.
We need that.
That'd be awesome.
You can tell me some of your your old wild stories from the past.
I got some.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure.
why you're raised rowdy.
Yeah, dude. I was back when I was drinking, I was frequenting the Jersey Shore, so I got a lot for
you. Oh. One day I hope to go there.
Oh, you'll get there. They'll love you up there. That'd be fucking crazy. But shout out to our man, Gage Briney. Y'all be sure to look him up. Check out Blackout Besties on there. And if you're in Nashville and you want to party, look for where Gage is at. You will have a damn good time. You might not remember all of it, but you'll live some of your best memories. So it'll be awesome. For more on us, visit RazeRide.com. Shout out to our friends from Surfside. Y'all be sure, no bubbles, no troubles. Go surfing with us and check them out. They make great iced teas, lemonades, green teas, peach teas, half and halves, you name it. They freaking got it. And like I said, for more on us, visit RazeRide.com. For my man Gage, I'm Matt Barilla. This has been Outside the Round.
Been the kind for staying one place for too long. I ain't never been the best at saying I love you to a girl I love. Only got a couple tricks on my sleeve. They usually just make them leave.